You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. Jesus destroyed the works of the devil is the title of this devotion. The work of the devil is an all malicious, deceptive evil. He's the deceiver, the Bible calls him. He's the father of lies. He's a murderer, Jesus shows. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and he is very much active in this world. And in all those who have turned their backs on Christ or have not yet received him, he keeps manipulating them with deception, with lies, with confusion, with darkness. He is the one who darkens the heart of man, lest they would see the glory of God as it is revealed in Jesus. But it's the God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4, that has blinded them. And so this force is strong. But I thank God that he sent his son Jesus, that Jesus was made manifest, as I talked about yesterday, to destroy the works of the devil, to destroy, to stop that harassment and torment and affliction. You know, friends, I remember vaguely, because the Holy Spirit so cleanses you, I never think about it. I never think about it. But as I say it now, I used to be tormented. I remember I used to be so tormented with the devil's accusation that I wasn't good enough for God, that he couldn't trust me because I was having my eyes on my own weak human nature and not on Jesus. And I would cry and pray, and he would comfort me and say, "Don't be afraid. I'm with you. In your weakness, my strength will be made perfect. My grace is sufficient for me." He would help me, but it took him time to overcome it in me. You see, Jesus is like Joshua, who went before Israel to conquer the land, to give it to them. And Jesus has gone before us in all of his suffering, in his death and resurrection and glory at the Father's right hand, to be the great conqueror who delivers us from all the works of the devil. And I remember one night I came to bed in the 90s, and I laid next to my dear, lovely, precious, precious best friend, Virginia. And I said, "Oh, darling, I get so tired of this battle in my heart and my soul that I'm not good enough for God, that he can't trust me." And she laid her hand upon me and she said, "You will not carry this anymore. Jesus carried it for you." And that sweet, loving soul, my dear wife, she's such a sweet, humble heart. She's such an innocent soul. Honestly, she's such a good girl. God used it to set me free. And the Lord needs you and me to represent this Savior, because there's so many people hurting. There's so many people suffering. There's so many people tormented. And they need Jesus, and Jesus lives in you and me. Friends, the Lord needs you and me. He needs you. He needs us. And it pleases the Lord Jesus Christ to see the devil dethroned out of our homes, where he's made havoc, constantly accusing the human failing nature, holding us in bondage to our past, saying we're no good, saying we'll never change. That is his evil tactics as the prison keeper. But you can see Jesus anointed with the Holy Spirit coming to proclaim liberty to captive and the opening of prison doors, as it says in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. I really believe it's 4:18 in church. It is 4:18. We're going to see the anointing of the Lord Jesus rise in greater graces and gifts and blessings than we have seen it in a long time, bringing liberty to captives and the opening of prison doors and proclaiming the acceptable year of the Lord, that now is the time of our salvation. Now is the time of our deliverance. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in this, as David says in Psalm 118, verse 24. Friends, I want you to begin to rejoice and say, "My salvation has come. The Lord has come to help me. The Lord's come to deliver me. The Lord's come to give me victory Oh, how Jesus rejoiced in his spirit when he saw the Heavenly Father give his authority, the authority he had given Jesus to his disciples, and how they were able to see unclean and evil spirits cast out and precious souls set free. And if I can make a little side note, when I say to you, the Lord needs you, please don't make a show out of it. And don't start boasting in yourself that now you have a deliverance ministry. Please don't do that. Please don't do it. It's not you. It's Jesus. Peter said, don't look at me. It's not my virtue or power that made this man whole, but Jesus. And through faith in his name has made this man whole in Acts chapter 3. Don't start acting like you're something that you're not. Don't take it to yourself. Don't start thinking. And if people say to you, oh, you have what we need today, don't ever fall for those thoughts. Don't ever listen to them. Don't ever be busy with them. Don't ever let man exalt you. If man exalts you, he can take you down. But I tell you the truth, that exaltation can come only to the humble from the Father himself. And his exaltation is that he grants us to share the glory that he has given his son, Jesus. Always be meek and lowly and humble when you have the privilege to help somebody. Just always give the praise to Jesus. Say, oh, I'm so grateful to see Jesus heal those people. It was so wonderful to feel his presence for these lovely people and to see the Lord heal them. Give him all the praise. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's equally available to us all. Oh, my dear friends, I want you to see, I'll use my little classic amplified for this verse because I love it. The Lord wants you and me to live in the revelation. I'll start in Ephesians 1, verse 15. He wants you and me to live in the revelation of who he is. Paul has two prayers in the book of Ephesians. In 6 chapters, he has two prayers. One is in Ephesians chapter 1, and the other one starts in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. And here he says, let me go ahead and start here in the King James. It's a bit clearer to me right now. Listen, verse 15 of Ephesians chapter 1. Also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you. See, I'm praying for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ. In Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And that through Christ, the Holy Spirit can open up to you what God gives you through your union with Jesus. That he gives you authority over all the works of the devil, and that Jesus was made manifest to destroy those evil works of oppression, torment, and affliction. And folks, it can be so simple, so simple. It could be just you laying your hand on somebody. I remember seeing the devil on some dear lady who had sinned painfully. And she had sinned, and she was so driven by the devil to keep sinning. And the Holy Spirit showed it to me. And I put my hand on her shoulder and I said, Satan, how dare you touch God's elect? You have no claim on her. She's been bought with the blood. And instantly the devil left her and repentance came to her heart through Jesus. Luke 24 says that through Christ, repentance and remission of sins is preached. You read it in Luke 24, verse 46, I think. 47. So I want to charge you. I just laid my hands on her and I just said that. You know, sometimes when people think they're dealing with the devil, they get so hard and loud and scare people. You don't need to do that. I'm not saying you have to whisper, but you can. You could just say, Satan, leave her alone. And he will obey you. Why? Because you have authority. Because you're coming, not in your own strength, but you're coming in the authority in the name of the Lord Jesus, because you live in that revelation of his glory, destroying the works of the devil. And here he says that you may be enlightened, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, so you may know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of the inheritance saints, and what is the greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Now, verse 21 from the Classic Amplified. Far above all rule, authority, power, dominion, and every name that's named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age, but also in the age to come and in the world to come. And he put all things under Christ's feet and appointed him the universal and supreme head of his church and headship exercised throughout his church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all of us with all of himself. In that body lives the full measure of Jesus Christ, who makes everything complete, who fills everything everywhere with himself. Now, let that revelation be in you, that you may know that is your victory over all the works of the devil. When the devil comes around and begins to afflict your home and your family, your marriage, live in that presence. Speak in your holy heavenly language. The devil can't understand it, but the Holy Spirit knows that you're praying after the will of the Father and you're strengthening yourself and keeping yourself in his perfect love. Il nostro compromesso a tramala prendere lo sobremenken e tra la barro cosciu compramandere di che va prosciandere di che palo cosci che telele che namambro cosombremendere di che nothing my loving Father can separate me from your great love that's being poured out in my heart by your Holy Spirit and poured out in Virginia's heart and in Joshua and Sarah and their children and Second Sean and their children and Jamie Mariah and their children and all of our household and all your congregation, your church. Ora mi caso compramandere di queso compramandere di. You just worship, and the Holy Ghost will manifest Jesus destroying all of those attacks and evil, and it will leave you, and in Jesus' name, not come back again. Amen. Have a good day.